Hey, y'all. It is the 300th. Yes, you heard me right. 300th episode of Supernatural tonight. We welcome back John Winchester, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, and had an emotional goodbye. We can't wait to talk with you about it right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Ladies,
so excited.
300 episodes of Supernatural.
Yes.
Pop the champagne. No, champagne shower over here. 300 episodes. That's a big deal.
Huge deal.
Oh, you guys, we are so excited to talk about tonight's episode of Supernatural, season 14, episode 13, 300th episode,
so
called
numbers.
Lebanon. Oh my God, so many numbers, right? My name is Lindsay Wegner, and tonight I am joined by our full panel. I've got Jackie Ray to my left.
Hey, y'all.
And Cherry Davis to her left.
Love you all.
Oh my gosh, ladies. We've got to discuss what's going on with Sam and Dean. We're put a little bit on hold.
Okay.
With what's going on with the Malik box and everything else with that. We've got some new toys to play with. We've got the return of John and the happy reuniting couple. Oh my gosh, so much to talk about tonight. But tell me your thoughts.
I was over the moon excited. Cherry actually laughed at me when I was watching it. Because first of all, I watch it like a little kid, and I'm all just like, you know, always into it. And then when Dad showed up, I was like, oh! And Cherry just like, hee. Because I totally forgot, you know, because you get so into the episode and you're all into it. And then the light bulb goes off like, oh, yeah, Dad's coming back today. And then it's like, Dad is here. Like, it was my dad. It was really weird.
He is one sexy daddy.
He is.
And I love that you guys are wearing flannel.
We are.
We wore flannel in honor of the boys.
We did.
It's as if you have Sam and Dean here with you guys right now.
Oh, look at that.
Oh. But
technically, I'm taller, so I'm Sam.
Okay. Well,
giggity.
That means you're the sexy Dean. You can get male
sexy
ladies.
Sexy Sam. I can get a male lady.
You can get a male lady to give you addresses.
I don't have flannel. Instead, I get to hug my boys.
Oh, wow. You hold those close to your heart over there. I see what you're doing.
Do you sleep with that at night? Do you? Tell us.
It's my precious baby boy. I had to beg a child for this. I feel no shame.
Jackie, tell me what happened when you were eating dinner tonight, quickly.
She's just going to throw me off. Okay, so I had like a giant burger. I was so hungry. I didn't eat all day. And I'm scarfing it down Dean style. And scrum, just like Dean, it's just, and I've got a tribute stain.
It's like a fortunate accident tonight. It was meant to be that she was eating a Dean burger,
right?
And spill like true Dean fashion. We're here talking about Supernatural.
I'm all in for you guys, man.
It's just meant to be. Now, let me ask you guys something else. We knew John was going to come back. We didn't know technically the circumstances. I was wondering if there was going to be, you know, Mary and John being able to reunite and have a conversation. Is this what you expected of the episode? Or were you surprised?
It's kind of what, I mean, first of all, Mary's reaction was over the moon priceless. It was over the moon because the whole, like, I'm stumbling, I don't know if I should pass out, cry. Like, it was exactly what I would have expected.
And
the instant kiss, I was like, I can't.
It was so many
so
tears.
Beautiful. Yes.
Cherry, did you cry?
My Grinch heart went like this. Boom, boom, boom. It wasn't what I expected because there was humor, there was drama, there was sadness, there was such longing. But Meredith and Andrew did a wonderful job encapsulating the relationships, the family, and just the emotions as fans who've been watching it for so long. I mean, 14 years?
And it didn't seem like any time had passed, you know what I mean? Like, the way they just kind of, everyone fell back into husband, wife, mother, daughter, dad, son, kid. Everyone fell right into, including this weird casserole. You know what I mean?
It that we keep hearing about, you know, this season. I want the recipe. They have to come up with some sort of recipe
they
and post it for the fans.
Yes.
You guys should tweet all of them and be like, we need to know what is in this recipe.
Yes.
Because I want to make it.
It has to be cheesy, though.
Well, it's a casserole. It's got to be cheesy.
Jeez.
It's got to be, there's got to be fat, cheese, grease. It's got to be all the things. I agree with you, Cherry. I didn't quite know what to expect. And I also didn't know if Mary would be excited to see John or if she would be upset. Mm-hmm. And I think everybody, I think a big thing when you film these, when they film these episodes, this is just my opinion on it, from what I've watched with episodes of Friends and Sex and the City, when they come to the finale or they come to these big episode numbers, it's very emotional.
Very. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's how it is for the cast. This is a tight-knit group. And even though, you know, Jeffrey Dean Morgan hasn't been in the show, you know, maybe made guest appearances here and there, but hasn't been in the show in years, and Mary's first coming back, this is reuniting for all of them. It's very emotional. 300 episodes is huge in the TV world. How many TV series are out for 14 seasons, renewed for 15? It's just kind of unheard of to have this family, and they've literally become family. And that's why when Dean later on says, I have a family.
Right.
He didn't need to start one. He didn't need to find the peace. Or he has one. He likes the chaos and everything. And I just love this moment. So many emotions. So, like, I cried so many times.
Right. It was like, okay. The chat did have a question that I, you know, honestly, I guess my heart went more towards true love than the love that kind of happens out of circumstance, which is what's happening between Bobby and Mary. And so the chat asked, you know, she just went straight for the kiss and didn't even think about Bobby. Like, how did you feel about that? I'm fine with it. But yeah. I don't know.
I'm fine with it. In fact, I first thought of Catch. Since we had him in a couple weeks ago. We had David Hayden Jones in here. If you haven't seen it yet, check out that episode. I think that was 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks.
Yes.
But I thought more so of that because even though they're building, Bobby and her are building this kind of relationship, the last person that she really was intimate with was him. And we all kind of said she was just kind of using him. And this was just true love right there. You kiss it and you go for it and you get the feels and you're like, oh.
Yes. I want to kiss a man that instantly makes me want to make a casserole. That's what I want in my life. I don't know.
I want to kiss a man who makes children that look like Sam and Dean.
Fair enough.
Yes, that would be
fair enough.
Awesome.
And save the world.
Yes.
How cool is it that the boys are able to tell John, we've saved the world multiple times. Right. We've got an angel for our best friend. We've got Lucifer's son hanging out with us. We're friends with the witch. We've defeated the dad. Like, all these cool stories. How cool to tell your dad after all this time and share all this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the chat even commented on that. They said, Sam and Dean finally got to have the family dinner. And I think that was what the boys have always wanted, especially Dean, since that's what he wished for. Which is crazy because the reason we got this pearl, but so we don't have to put you in the box. And then Dad pops out.
But Dean has always wanted the approval and just his dad to say something after all this time. And his dad died, so something they didn't really get a chance to say goodbye. And for this moment to happen for him, just the look on his face, it was like for the first time in a long time watching the show, he relaxed and he breathed because his dad finally gave him the reassurance he needed. And I was like trying not to cry because it was so good.
It seems like every time we see Dean kind of relax, remember that time he was trapped in his mind, but it was with his mom? But he seemed relaxed. It's always family oriented when he finally kind of chills out and relaxes. Yes. Otherwise, he's just ready to fight at all times.
He gets that from his
dad. When you steal baby. But
I just really, I think this show is all about unfinished business.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously there was feelings of resentment from both the boys towards John, towards Mary. I mean, I remember that scene when Dean just lays into Mary and he's so mad at her. I actually wrote the monologue down because I was like, I could change things around and do this as a monologue or something. Or if any guy needs a monologue, it's such a great heartfelt, like, anger, emotions. You're hitting all the notes. And they're able to get, like you said, the approval, the validation, the apology, hearing, I'm proud of you. I love you. Like, all the things that they wanted to hear, the goodbyes that they wanted to be able to have. And it kind of just ties everything up with a nice little bow.
Yeah, ironically, if this would have been where they decided to end, I mean, obviously it would have had to end differently. But if they would have decided to end this with this big family reunion, I think all of us as fans, this is what we've wanted.
Closure.
It's what we've wanted. Maybe not with Dad fading away at the end. Like I said, they'd probably have to change it up a little bit. But this would have been an amazing, like,
I think this
okay.
could have been a lovely ending.
Yes.
Yeah, to everything.
It would have been a shocking ending. But you know what? As fans of AfterBuzz TV, we don't want it to end. And we want to thank all of you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, we could use your help. If you're on YouTube right now, hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. Being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to all of us, and we truly appreciate you supporting us and doing what we love. Don't forget to tell your friends and keep enjoying our show, because it's always Supernatural Thursday with our panel.
Yay! Yeah, you guys subscribe, like all the other shows, comment on iTunes, and let's keep the chat going and talking about our show, Supernatural.
Yes. Now, I see something in the chat that I clearly missed. Chair, I know you and I watched it together, so I'm looking at you to see if you saw it, because she be into it, you guys, but it's like taking notes, pausing, and all that good stuff. So it says, lots of stories still to be told. Did we see the Hatchet Man poster off top? It was an Easter egg for me, no doubt. Did you see that?
Okay, I did notice the posters at the movies. I noticed that they had Beetlejuice and All Saints Day outside the movie theater. And I was looking at that, I was like, I get Beetlejuice, but All Saints Day, I don't know what movie it was, but it was obviously a movie, so I was going to like Google what the movie was. And I really liked the new Supernatural itsy bitsy gooby goo ups that they got.
Gooby what?
Gooby goops. Because I think that's going to be building on the upcoming season, the rest of the season, especially with John Wayne Gacy. I mean, who doesn't love serial killers but hate clowns?
First of all, I love Dean and his one-liners. He's like, this is a thing for you. Like, it's happy until, like, you love serial killers, but you hate clowns. I love Dean so much.
Well, finding all these trinkets and things that they're going to be able to use, and this skull and everything in that pawn shop initially, this is a huge find for them, because I feel like Rowena's going to be able to get, obviously they were getting that for Rowena. There's going to be some sort of spell they're going to be able to put together that is going to stop Dean from being in the box. Don't put him in the box! But I also loved the kids outside the movie theater and the guy talking about the boys and how it's kind of his lore and how they're walking around with a psychic in a trench coat and this doe-eyed boy, you know, and we're talking about Cass and Jack. And I loved that and how everyone's kind of in awe. And who the heck steals baby? Who leaves the keys in the car? I don't care where you are. Who leaves your keys in your car in the ignition?
See, I'm small towns. Right. You do stuff like that.
Do you?
I'm not anymore. A town of 8,000 people, and I'm telling you, I'm not going to leave my keys in the car.
I'm from Iowa, and my parents left the keys in their car underneath the driver's mat forever. Until whether
in the driveway?
Custody. No. We parked in front of the street.
Do they still do it?
But, like, at your house?
At our parents' house, yeah.
Okay, but at your house, though. We're talking you're leaving to go somewhere in the middle of town.
Middle of podunk town with innocent
I get
kids.
When you're in your neighborhood, like, it's especially a small town, everyone's, like, peeking through the curtains, like, checking out what's going on. It's like neighborhood watch. In town, it's a little bit more like I said, I'm from a small town, too. I leave my purse at the bar. Like, I can walk away, go have a conversation, leave expensive purse at the bar, nobody will touch it. In fact, you go back the next day and it could still be sitting there because nobody's going to pick it up. So, yes, it's very trustworthy, but
not with baby.
Not with baby.
He does and love baby.
Okay, yes, you guys were right. You called it out earlier. He totally charmed the post office woman and Sam couldn't do it. It's just like a thing that Dean's a ladies' man. It's just
he just is.
He's
and just Sam charming. Is sexy. Sam let's not take anything.
Good looking, tall drink of water.
Yes, he is. But he's not Dean.
He's just not. Yeah. And maybe
we still love you though.
Yeah. We love you both. I've hugged both of them. It was delightful.
Oh.
Okay, this is a good one. Did we catch the Sam and Dean's alias, Campbell, their mom's maiden name?
Yes.
Yes, did catch that. And I was like, oh, ba-boom, boom, love that.
That was
cool. Awesome.
An homage of mommy.
Mm-hmm. An homage of mommy.
I like that. I'm stealing that, too. An homage of mommy.
So we leave. They've gotten, you know, like, burned off John Wayne Gacy's clown serial killer ashes box thing. We have to, obviously, get into more about this reunion, making the casserole. What's going to happen? We're in this temporal, what was it called?
Anomaly?
Temporal paradox. So it's self-correcting where Sam is basically doing a TED Talk.
Yeah, I'm cool, but you're
which that was great. He runs a law firm and believes in a raw food diet.
And eats a lot of kale.
A lot of kale.
And Dean is pretty much himself. He's just like, he's like, I'm cool with this. Like, yeah. I'm like on the run. I'm a hunter. Like, this is exactly
like your life.
But I was a little disappointed that he was only going for $100,000. I'd pay more than that for my man.
Okay. Well,
I mean, if I had more than $100,000. If I had $100,000.
I mean, if he's on the run and been wanted. Although this could be, if this is 2003, this is early Dean hunting. I mean, that picture was from 2003. That was when we first saw him. So he might now be worth $1 million. Ooh, I love that we all just did that. If you guys didn't see that, if you're just listening, we did the Dr. Evil.
Pinky.
Mm-hmm. So they realize they're in this thing and they have to explain to John that there needs to be a decision made. We got to go back in time because we don't know what else has changed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What else is this effect? Because Zachariah's back walking around with Cass.
As soon as I saw him.
Cass doesn't even recognize the boys. Oh. I'm getting a little scared. What did you ladies think of Zachariah's little pa-ching?
First of all, Zachariah is such a jerk. Like, he's just a jerk. I couldn't, like, his whole presence, and that's kudos to you as an actor, for you to just take the scene, and I go, ugh! But, yeah, I didn't like, and there was a moment where I think there's a part of me that just feels like the bond between Sam and Dean and Cass is so strong that when he was choking Dean, they shared this look, and Dean is like, stop it. And in my head, Cass suddenly remembers, oh, something's wrong. But no. That's not what happened.
He was wailing on them.
I know.
And they were doing the slow-mo, like, face with the blood coming out. I'm like, let's show Cass really, really getting down right now and being Zachariah's right-hand man.
Cass wasn't all that nice when we first met him. I mean, he's kind of like a douche.
Well, but
an angelistic douche.
Yeah, a godly douche. That's what the chat said, too. You know, badass Cass was back, and I loved it.
It was damn sexy. Yeah.
It was
but I still love that Cass still had this, his, I don't know what that means. Yeah, of course you wouldn't, you know.
His innocent, not knowing typical traits that are going on and colloquialisms and all that stuff. So when Dean is explaining to John he's going to have to go back and Sam is telling Mary, you know, this is going on. And John right away says, no, there is no decision to be made. This is what I'm doing. I'm going to go back. How did that make you ladies feel?
Again, I need a man like that. That just, like, he got this peace. It wasn't like, everyone else was all distraught. Like, oh, God, you know, Dad's got to go back. And, you know, the love of my life has got to go back. Everyone else was totally distraught. And he was like, oh, not even a question. And, like, there was this peace that came over him knowing that he gets to be the reason why the love of his life gets to continue. It wasn't even, it was so beautiful. Again, tears.
It was wonderful, but it was sort of interesting how the boys, I could tell they were trying to decide who would they rather keep. They'd had the mom for a while, and it would have been nice to have the dad for a little while.
Yeah.
I know I would have really enjoyed some more man eye candy, some zaddy eye candy. But yeah, it was a reminder of how John was in the earlier seasons. He was very decisive, and even when he was being kind of mean, it was out of love, him making the boys tough enough to be hunters and to eventually survive without him. So it was like, I was like, oh my gosh, my Grinch heart got so big, it was hurting.
I did find it interesting that the one time on his face, because he did have a lot of joy on his face almost the entire episode, mm-hmm. even at the end when he's dissipating. but the one time that we kind of saw real sadness on his face is when he said, hey, you know, for me, it was all about yellow eyes, so I kind of thought that you guys would go on and have a life, a peaceful life and a family. And then that's when Dean said, to your point, you know, I do have a family, but you don't have a peaceful life. And I think that's what every parent wants for their child, you know, to be happy and
to get out of this lifestyle that John knew he had. I kind of agree with you, Cherry, that I wish we could have kept him around a little bit longer, that the Pearl maybe wouldn't have had, maybe we didn't discover this time change right away. Mm-hmm. It would have been great to have him for two or three episodes and realize, wait a second, there is this time thing that's going on. Okay, we got to stop it with the Pearl. Because I would have liked to see them hunt together and work together as a family. I get that this creates far more drama and is this, you know, entity of one last family dinner. I understand that, but it would have been great to have him around at least for another episode or two. But instead, we get this lovely final meal all together where John's like, we have to be grateful for the moment we're living in right now. And let's share in this. This is our last few hours together. Let's do everything we can to celebrate each other being together and share before, you know, he's not going to remember any of this anyway.
But then he wakes up at the end. That phone, that I'm so, if you got in the chat, let me know your thoughts on that, because he wakes up from this dream. So he clearly remembers because he said it was a great dream, and it's Dean on the phone. So where is he now?
He's back in 2003
talking to Dean, and he's on his way home.
Yeah.
From a hunt.
So it's just a dream for him.
It's just a
flashback as to what happened when Dean would call him.
Or
a premonition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I loved it. It kind of reminded me a lot of Newhart. The season finale of Newhart back in the day.
Well, and, you know, I think the big thing, too, that you're mentioning, Jackie, is that they do have a family. It's very different than the traditional style of family, and where they're in this chaotic lifestyle. But Dean even says, he's like, this is who the two of them are. They don't need to go back. Their lives are what they choose. Dean doesn't want to change that. They wouldn't change what they're doing. They've saved the world. I mean, that's something to be proud of. And John tells him how proud he is of both of them. That is a huge thing, just kind of giving them, like you said earlier, this validation.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that they were looking for it or needed it, but he's just proving it right here. Yes. And they're getting to hear all the things that they wanted to hear for so long.
Right.
And Sam tried the straight life. I mean, he got pulled back in, but he did have a normal life for a while.
Yeah, until his girlfriend got killed.
Until his girlfriend got killed. But it feels like whenever they try and have a straight life, in Sam's mind, it meant that he couldn't really talk to Dean. And they're always drawn together, no matter what. They're best together. So even if they had a normal life, they still would be, like, super close because of the way they were raised. So
sure.
I think it would be... I don't know if they'd be happy having just a regular 9-to-5 job.
So we do have a question from the chat. Did we catch the Constantine choke with Zachariah and Cass?
Yes.
Cass was modeled after the DC Comics John Constantine. Now, I knew that that's who Cass was modeled after. So to see him so stoic and go, I don't understand the reference. It was like, of course you wouldn't. You know, it was like one of those little moments that you're like, oh, that was cute. That was cute.
He has no idea.
So funny.
And then I know I saw a couple of you in the chat say that when John called Mary his girl, that started the lip quiver of the tears and the, okay, he's like, gotta say goodbye, and grabs her hand, and I'm just sitting there going, oh, I know, they finally got to say goodbye to each other.
Oh, I just wanted them to have an hour of alone time in a room.
Yeah,
they
I mean,
did.
I'm
when
hoping
the boys went to
the boys
go,
went
the
to go get booze and groceries, so... We'll assume there was some knocking boots happening.
Okay, because otherwise, I'm like, you'd have come back. My hair would have been all messed up. My shirt would have been buttoned up funny. I would have been looking a hot mess.
I hope they got some alone time.
Yes.
But they did get to say goodbye. And, you know, I think we do have to credit the emotions in this episode to Robert Singer, who's obviously been here from the beginning. He knows them inside and out and just really was able to pull them and bring out these beautiful emotions.
I think that plays to what you said too before. They love each other as castmates. Everything we see about them on social media is just, you know,
support.
This support. Mm-hmm. They're like a family. They're a real
family.
Outside
of the show. In like literally the whole show, I think embodies family. Mm-hmm. Cast, crew, everybody together. I think really, really does that. So I just loved when John told him he loved him, and he was hugging, embracing both of them, and Sam's one side wiping his tears, and Dean's on the other, like, you see he's got the tears in his eyes, but he's just holding it together and says he loves him, too, and I'm just like, I can't. It was just a ball of emotions, and right. I just loved it, and then he just fades away into nothing.
But with this smile on his face and this peace, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's at peace.
Mm-hmm. But now we're left with this, you know, what if?
Well, do you think Dean and Sam and Mary all feel like closure for them as well?
I think so. I think that they may not remember why they feel better and why they feel less sad about the dad, but they'll have that emotion, that feeling. Yeah, like when he faded away, I was just like, it was, they did such a good job with like just the silence and being able to just watch them stand still. It's one of the things that because they've worked together for so long, because they like each other, they can just do so much with just a look between when Sam comes out and all of a sudden he realizes, why doesn't anybody know me? And he's just sort of looking around. I was like, oh. And without even saying anything, I just got exactly that something was off. Something was going on. And I was like, oh my God, it's like watching your family and just coming home for a holiday after being gone for so long.
I loved how Sam or Dean had Googled himself and he Googled Sam and he's showing Sam, you know, the video of himself. And Sam is like, yeah. And Dean's like, no, there's more. Like, he's not going to let him walk away without seeing that he's turned into this total douche. I love that part.
That's the boys. Right? That's the, you know, they got to pick on each other and rub each other a little bit. And yeah, then we see parts of the town kind of fading away and rearranging, and the wanted poster turns into like some track meet thing. Right. And, you know, Cass sees all of them emotional and asks what happened, and that is a story for another day.
It is.
And then, like you said, we got this little flashback or premonition of John being at peace, mm-hmm. going on that hunt and coming back to the boys.
Just a beautiful, beautiful episode all around.
Beautiful episode.
One thing, though. I need somebody to pull the string on that teddy bear.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen. It is going to happen. Oh, what a great episode.
Yes.
Such a good episode.
Good episode. Good 300th episode. Do we have any news to talk about? I know you got some news.
We have some
Cherry.
News.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So it is the 300th episode, 14 years, and of course we've been renewed. So of course we had our boys celebrating with a big party that they had earlier this year. It was so cool. I of course did not get to go,
but I did follow them online. Did you get your invite?
No, I didn't get my invite. Lost our invites in the mail.
Yeah. Next time, invite us, boys. And then back in the day, our little cutie patootie. Season 2, Episode 4. I remember this episode mm-hmm. when his arm was broken. Mm-hmm. I assumed it was just part of the episode.
Right.
Turns out Jarrett thought he could do his own stunts. He learned a valuable life lesson that he could not.
At the time.
At the time.
Look at that baby.
So cute.
Look at that baby face.
And he's the fluffy hair.
He's so grown into his like shoulders and his body. He's so much better. He's like a real man now. He's not like a Peter Pan boy.
Oh, I like a Peter Pan boy. As long as they're over the age of 21.
Okay.
Never mind. And then I was reading Jarrett's Twitter account, and I got some shocking news, because I remember season 5, after their 100th episode, it felt like there was like an ending. And he said that was supposed to be the end of Supernatural, but instead they decided to keep on keeping on, and here we are, nine years later, and no end of sight, because as we all got the news, season 15
coming at you next year.
Yes.
Next fall?
Yep.
Okay.
Excited.
We got so much news, so much good
news.
Stuff.
Yes.
Let's talk about some predictions.
Ooh.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
So we're not coming back till the 7th of March. Mm-hmm. They always take this like after mid-season break, then one more break, then we've got a few episodes, and I feel like we'll get like one random week, and then we'll finish the season.
Right.
In like May or June.
Right.
Because now we have officially hit the full-blown over halfway point. There's only 10 episodes left. So when we come back on March 7th, in the preview, we saw that Rowena's a little bit curious about Jack because he was on his deathbed, and now he's kind of back to normal. But Cass is worried that he's giving too much of his soul for the boys, and Rowena mentions maybe she should have killed Jack. And then we see him kind of go up to her, and she kind of falls over. what are we predicting is going to happen 3-4 weeks from now?
I don't know. I just know Rowena better not die. It's going to just break my entire heart. The chat said earlier that, you know, Jack can't be evil. Of course he can be evil. Do you know who his daddy is?
Yeah.
But this needs to be some sort of, maybe they pulled the string on that teddy bear and it somehow made Jack crazy. We need the team. I need the band to stay together.
Okay.
That's what I need.
All right. Cherry, what do you need?
I think Jack has been using his powers too much and is withering away his soul, which is not a good thing because an angel-powered person without their soul kind of goes bad, which is why I think Rowena might have gotten a little choked out. But I think they'll pull him back again because, you know, my boys need their little adopted son.
Again, I don't know. That scene, I was like, no, because Rowena just dropping like that.
I think I'm guessing that it is just like a little like, all right, you chill out.
Oh, it's a timeout.
It's a timeout.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking timeout.
Okay.
For it. I don't think it's the end of Rowena. I don't think they're just going to kill off Rowena in a random episode just like that. She's coming back and then just get rid of her. I can't see that happening. Hopefully that doesn't happen.
We love Rowena.
Yeah, we all love Rowena. And I saw you guys in the chat. You love, don't hurt Rowena. I will come for them. Nancy, yes. We will come with you. We will be the band of brothers, a.k.a. sisters, and come after whoever's hurting Rowena.
Yes.
But yeah, so we won't be back for a month. I just realized it's a month away.
Gosh,
it's February 7th.
It's
March 7th. That's a month away. So you guys are just going to have to text us. I'm going to give you my number later. You're going to have to tweet us and let us know what you're thinking for the next couple of weeks. Stay in touch.
Yes.
Cherry, where can everyone find you?
You can find me, Cherry_LA, at Twitter and Instagram. And, of course, Tuesday nights for The Rookie.
Ooh, and Jackie Ray.
And you can find me on all things social media at JRayTheFanatic. And you can find me here on Monday doing the new show Passage,
ooh,
which I love. Fun. Yes.
And this is Lindsay here. You guys can find me on all things social media at Lindsay Wagner. And we just aired the finale episode of Children's Playhouse, the web series I'm in this week. You guys can find all of that on my Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and all the things. And if you need the link, I will send it to you. It's super cute. You should see it. It's real fun. And we will
follow
see
her Instagram, because her Instagram is so much fun. I live vicariously through Lindsay.
And guys, I passed my sommelier test.
Oh, yes!
Yay! Passed my sommelier test. Let's talk about wine sometime.
Yes.
Until then, until next month, we will see you guys. Thank you so much. Happy 300th.
Happy almost Valentine's Day.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.